From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Iran signs a key agreement allowing UN nuclear inspections. But our lead story today comes from New York. A federal appeals court there ruled today that the federal government cannot detain a U.S. citizen as an enemy combatant unless that individual is captured in a war zone. This case has major implications for the domestic front of the war on terrorism. The judges ruled in favor of Jose Padilla. He's a native of Chicago who was arrested at that city's O'Hare Airport a year and a half ago as a suspect in an alleged bomb plot. Mr. Padilla has been held in a Navy brig in South Carolina. The government now has 30 days to transfer him to the civilian justice system. Joining us to discuss this case is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, welcome, and explain, what does this ruling mean?
Well, you said what it means. It means that Jose Padilla will be freed unless, as I suspect, the government can get a stay of this order. This is going to go to the Supreme Court. The court already has before it another enemy combatant case of Yasser Hamdi, an American citizen who was seized in Afghanistan. That's distinguished by this in this opinion from the case of Mr. Padilla, who was seized on American soil. And the court in this case said it distinguishes between those two instances. It takes no position on the Hamdi kind of case where somebody's seized on foreign soil, but in this case it's an American citizen seized on American soil. And the court, by a vote of 2-1, and I should say that the majority includes a Bush appointee, a George W. Bush appointee, and a Clinton appointee, and the dissenter is a recent Bush appointee. The majority concludes that unless Congress specifically authorizes such detentions of enemy combatants, which it has not, the president does not have inherent constitutional power to detain an alleged enemy combatant or a designated enemy combatant like Mr. Padilla. That puts this decision in some conflict with the Hamdi case. They're both going to be before the Supreme Court. Almost certainly the court will hear this case either this year or next term. It's actually already closed the door on cases for this term, so it would have to open it and say, well, we're going to hear this case in addition to the ones we've already granted for this term, and the court might do that. It might grant a stay to keep Mr. Padilla in prison. Without that, the government will have a very hard time keeping him there, because the whole reason they designated him an enemy combatant was they didn't have enough evidence to hold him on criminal charges.
Do you mean if they can't keep him in this military judicial system, he's going to go free?
I think that's very likely because, as I said, they held him for quite a while as long as they could, hoping they could make a criminal case against him. They didn't have enough evidence. So they designated him an enemy combatant. And they have held him incommunicado ever since. And the lower courts wanted him to have a lawyer and some due process. This court said you just simply can't hold him this way.
Nina, does this have implications for people at Guantanamo Bay?
Not directly, because they were seized on a battlefield, are not being held, at least according to the government, on American soil. And the Supreme Court has agreed to review the Guantanamo detentions, which are by everyone's agreement, a stronger case for the government, because these people were seized in the course of combat. Mr. Padilla was seized as he got off a plane in the United States. And there were charges that he was plotting a bomb plot, but we don't know what evidence the government really has.
Nina, thank you. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.